Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
FM hits 103.9 FM in Accra. On Love 99.5 in Kumasi. MyJoyOnline.com. We're so live in all 16 regions of Ghana via various affiliates. Live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy. Energizing dreams. Coming up this afternoon, as the government finalizes plans to grant a private sector concession to manage the retail operations of the Electricity Company of Ghana, questions are emerging about the effectiveness of this model.
So that concessionaire or that company must have capacity, which includes financial capacity, technical capacity, and all the issues we are talking of. And so it's not like go and get some friends to come and take a contract.
Also, the Trades Union Congress remains unconvinced about the viability of the approach.
This whole idea that let's privatize only the retail end of ECG, where the money is, it doesn't really add up. There's something wrong. There's some sinister motive.
We'll hear from the chairman of the technical committee behind the recommendation. Also coming up, former head of the National Signals Bureau, Kwabena Edubuahin, to be kept in the custody of the Economic and Organized Crime Office, YOCO, for 7 working days. This, an Accra High Court says, is to enable the Attorney General complete the preparation of its witness statements. We'll bring you the very latest from court. Also coming up, the minority leader has criticized the Council of State, accusing it of partisanship and its recommendation to the president to suspend Chief Justice Tokonu pending the outcome of petitions calling for her removal.
But here we are. Our Council of State has failed us. The Council of State tells us that they found a prima facie.
It was almost unanimous.
That's where the disappointment comes from.
Well, ahead of the formal hearing on the petition, the minority leader is calling for the proceedings to be broadcast live to ensure transparency.
Where are the petitioners? Are they ghosts? If you ask them that, can you yourself read your petition? Do you know? And I pray that the hearing is done public.
Coming up in sports.
Hearts of Oak and Asante Kotoko are set for a season-defining super clash in the Ghana Premier League.
And get ready for an unforgettable December and a full year of celebrations as government rolls out the Black Star Experience, a nationwide celebration of Ghana's arts, culture and tourism.
Come and witness our vibrant fashion industry. And this is an interesting one. I, your president, will proudly take to the catwalk.
Also, the symbolic political steering wheel will make headlines again, but this time President Mahama seems to forget he's the one holding it.
When Jifa said, we will succeed because the steer is in your hands, I almost said, Mumma be steer, no, but I realized the steer is in my hands already.
Well, these and more coming up with me, Mami Esinya Michet Thompson. Stay for details. President John Mahama has approved plans to grant a private sector concession to manage the retail operations of the Electricity Company of Ghana, a move the government says is aimed at improving efficiency and service delivery in the country's power sector. Under the arrangement, a private operator will be contracted to manage ECG's customer relations and revenue collection while the government retains ownership of the country. Here's President Mahama at the May Day celebration.
If we do not do something drastic, our whole power sector will collapse. Let me assure you, that is not my intention to privatize ECG as an institution. Our intention is more a public-private collaboration to inject efficiency into our downstream electricity distribution system. And I must say, it will not be the first time. It's been done before. When I was president, in the free zones, a private company, Enclave Power, was given the right of metering and billing in the free zones. Electricity company provided them with bulk supply of power. They paid electricity company until today. They still pay electricity company monthly on time, every power electricity company produces to them. and their billing and collection in the Free Zones Enclave is 99% of revenue is collected. This is an existing example, and I'm sure that we can make our electricity distribution more efficient through public-private partnerships. But I can assure you, and read my lips for emphasis, electricity company as an institution will not be privatized.
Well, let's listen to the Energy Minister, John Jinapo, explain the new module to my colleague, Evans Mensah.
We've gone to Cabinet. Cabinet has chosen the option of concession. We are not selling ECG, and let me put this on record.
So that decision has now been made?
It's been made.
Concession.
We are not selling ECG. Far from that. And so ignore the misinformation, ignore the misconception. Cabinet has taken a definitive position that we require some level of private sector participation, but not to sell the company outright. So what are we talking about? And I try to put it simple. ECG will remain the holding company. So ECG like has this room as ECG operational area. They divide into four or three. Roland company, you take one. Yours is to manage that sector or that geographical area. At the end of the month, we check how much power came to you. Just hypothetically, maybe 20 megawatts. And so we check the gigawatt hours that you consumed. And we say that this is the price. Pay us. You pay ECG. How you collect the money is your cup of tea.
So you have to pay ECG upfront?
No, you put a deposit or a guarantee.
Okay.
Because before you can qualify, we're going to have what you call RFQ, which is request for qualification, so that we sieve off some companies and have top-notch companies through a competitive process. Then based on those proposals and based on the criteria, we eventually select the concessionaires. So that concessionaire or that company must have capacity, which includes financial capacity, technical capacity, and all the issues we are talking of. And so it's not like go and get some friends to come and take a contract. We're taking a transaction advisor. Competitive bidding, competitive process.
Well, the Jabez Emissar Arthur led the committee that came up with the recommendations. He tells Joy News the private sector participation is the best way out to revive ECG.
Is to have a private sector entity that will not listen to those instructions. I've heard people also say that interference from the outside must be curtailed and people must stop interfering from the outside. We as Ghanaians must decide, are we willing to allow ECG to work well? And are we willing to leave it alone to do the work well or appoint somebody who is capable and competent and leave him to do the work well? If we do that, fine. But if we can't do that, and then the only way to stop the interference is to probably appoint a private sector entity and the structure of ECG that had been operated up to now. If I am in charge of a village or a town, and my losses go above what is expected, I don't get penalized. I don't get penalized. Mm. I just report my losses have gone up, my losses are 38% or whatever, and that is it, which a private entity will not do. If I've appointed you to run the network in a town for me, and I'm expecting losses of 18% and your losses go to 25%, you are either going to have to explain or you are going to be replaced, which is not part of that kind of performance monitoring and accountability. It has not been part of ECG's structure up to now.
But the Trade Union Congress is kicking against the move. Director of Research and Policy, Dr. Kwabnanyaku Otu, is unconvinced this will work.
We are also against the so-called PSP. And that we see the PSP and privatization as one and the same. Privatization is a very bastardized terminology in the last 40 years. Across the world, people have demonstrated against it. Across the world, the evidence is that it doesn't really work. So today, those who want to privatize will not call it privatization. They will find a nice terminology, private sector participation and all of that. And for us, we are not fooled by the changing dynamics or the terminology. So we say that the two are one and the same thing and we oppose it. But let me ask a question. If we all agree that the energy sector has so many inefficiencies from generation, transmission to distribution, Why is it that we are only interested in fixing the inefficiency at the retail end of ECG? What happens to the inefficiency at generation, the way we procure electricity, for example? What happens to the inefficiency in the boardroom of ECG? What happens to the inefficiency across the various elements of the value chain? Is it only because we just want to place some people strategically to be in charge of their collections for whatever purpose that they want to achieve? This whole idea that let's privatize only the retail end of ECG, where the money is, it doesn't really add up. There's something wrong. There's some sinister motive.
You suspect something fishy in here?
We suspect something. And if we are really, really, really short of solving the energy sector problems, please, let's go through the entire value chain. Let's identify all the inefficiency from generation to the retail end. And let's have a proper conversation about how to address those inefficiencies.
Dr. Kwabena Nyako to his Deputy Secretary General of the TUC. Well, we can also hear from the General Secretary of the Public Utilities Workers Union, Timothy Nyamin, saying that ECG is capable of running efficiently if the political interference stops.
Issues hampering revenue generation have been enumerated and submitted to the minister. One, we are saying the cost of power that we purchase, the cost of power, needs to be renegotiated, and it's in the agreement. All the IPPs have an agreement that we have to renegotiate the pricing of the power. Number two, we need adequate meters at the retail end to install meters that we can read. Availability of meters from our customers. So, sister, we don't have meters at our customers. And you are telling the private sector that you come and install the meters and then read and collect money. Why can't government or why can't ECG be given the opportunity? Leverage on the same way that we are going to give to the private sector to also do the same. That's what we're asking. And look, the cost of power that we are buying, we see it as not competitive enough compared with the West Africa price with our neighboring countries.
And you heard the General Secretary of the Public Utilities Workers Union, Timothy Nyame. Well, the last time a private sector participated in the operations of ECG was in 2019, when government contracted PDS to manage revenue collection and customer service of ECG. So how did it go? My colleague Elton Broby joins me with details. Elton, tell us about the operations of PDS and the periods.
So PDS started its operations as managers of ECG in March 2029, but the operations got suspended in July the same year, and the contract terminated in October of the same year. So, you know, they worked for 5 months and was suspended for 2 months before termination over fraud suspicions. Their main goals were to improve revenue collection, reduce losses, technical and commercial, and also strengthen the operational capacity of the power distribution network.
Else in 2019, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how was their performance in the revenue collection?
For now, it's difficult to determine since ECG has not published official monthly revenue generated for that period. But what we know is that overall, revenue improved in 2019 to 7.1 billion Ghana cedis compared to previous 3 years before PDS, where the revenue were around 5.7, 6.2 and 5.5 billion.
Okay, right. Thank you so much, Elton Brobin. Moving on, an Accra High Court has ordered that the former head of the National Signals Bureau, Kwabena Eduwahin, be kept in the custody of the Economic and Organized Crime Office, YOCO, for 7 working days. Mr. Eduwahin, his wife, one other, and their company have been slapped with 11 charges, including stealing, money laundering, and woefully causing financial loss to the state. They've all pleaded not guilty to the 11 charges. Let's go to our legal affairs correspondent, Latif Idrisu, to tell us more. Latif, first tell us about the in-camera hearing.
Yeah, in-camera hearing, Mami. It took over an hour for that particular hearing between the trial judge, lawyer Tachia and his team, and Deputy Attorney General Justice Fem Sai and his team. It took over an hour. After that, they came back, and then the decision was made. That decision, Mami, tells you the weight of the evidence disclosed by the Deputy Attorney General behind closed doors. Because if you recall, on Wednesday evening, when Mr. Eduwahin was brought here, the Attorney General made a point that he has surveillance that shows that Mr. Eduwahin has attempted to interfere with a potential witness in this particular case. The judge said, okay, come and show me proof. That was what happened in camera. And so based on that, now the judge is convinced that indeed Mr. Edubuanyin attempted to interfere, reason why he's remanded him into the custody of Yoko for 7 days.
Right. So what's the reaction of Mr. Edubuanyin and his lawyers to this ruling?
Attachia clearly was not happy with the ruling. In fact, he attempted to get the judge to include the weekends into the 7 days so that Mr. Edubuanyin would have been in the custody of Yoko for 5 days. But the judge insisted that he wants to give the attorney general 7 clear days to do his work. So that is minus the weekends. So AG is going to have 7 clear days to take statements from the potential witnesses for the case to continue as expected.
Well, what about the second and third accused persons? What's the latest on their bail conditions?
So the wife of Edubuanyin and the third accused persons, all of them are expected to keep on enjoying their court bail and the police inquiry bail. You know, the wife is on a court bail and the third accused person is on a police inquiry bail. They are still going to enjoy that. Mr. Edubuanyin is the only person who has been remanded into the custody of Yoko.
Right. Thank you very much. Latif Idris is our legal affairs correspondent. Moving on, the minority leader in parliament has launched a scathing critique of the Council of State, accusing the advisory body of partisanship in its recommendation to President John Mahama to suspend the Chief Justice Gertrude Torkornoo pending the determination of petitions.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Blocking her removal from office. Speaking on the Super Morning Show, the minority leader Alexander Fenyomarkin questioned the council's impartiality and expressed concern over what he described as a troubling politicization of constitutional processes. The controversy stems from multiple petitions submitted to the president calling for the Chief Justice's removal. We can listen to the minority leader.
And the judiciary was not independent and all of that. Then Torkornoo came in. If you ask the petition, I've read the petitions. I mean, it will not even qualify for any consideration by any adjudicating body. They will just dismiss it. But here we are. Our Council of State has failed us. The Council of State tells us that they found a prima facie.
It was almost unanimous.
That's where the disappointment comes from. That today in Ghana, we the political actors, where there is a challenge. I remember in the 8th Parliament, we relied on the Council of State a lot to intervene in that Parliament. They helped us a lot, both sides. Now, would I have the courage, would I have the trust in them? Council of State, this is the Council of State we have. They call themselves Council of State. And then you make a recommendation that the woman should be suspended for offense. It is not about her, but it's about the institution. And you bring in somebody, then the very thing that you complain about, you said it was wrong for two nominees who had gone through vetting.
Well, Mr. Afenyomarkin said ahead of the formal hearing on the petition, he's calling for the proceedings to be broadcast live to ensure transparency.
They have their eye also on the judiciary. Get rid of the Chief Justice for nothing done. And then they go personal, promising judges, assuring them if you support, you would also be favored. And I've said to the judges, today it is Torkornoo. Tomorrow it may be you. To be so fair, though, it is their duty to be collective.
Actually got rid of the Chief Justice, have they? They've started a process, but...
Oh, but Kojo, when the petition that was cooked, you know, if you call the petitioners here today, where are the petitioners? Are they ghosts? If you ask them that, can you yourself read your petition? Do you know? I pray that that day comes where this so-called committee hearing, and I pray that the hearing is done public. Though that provision in the constitution that talks about in-camera hearing, it is if the affected individual, the CJ, says that, look, I want to waive these rights, make it public. And I think that is what we should all insist as a nation. Let the petitioners appear. Let them speak to it. Yep, that is when you expose it.
You heard the minority leader Alexander Fayomaki. Now moving on, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiama, has dismissed speculation that the central bank is injecting large volumes of dollars into the forex market to stabilize the Ghana cedi. The cedi has experienced one of its most sustained periods of stability in recent years. Even though the currency has not only held its ground since December 2024, it has appreciated slightly against the US dollar in recent days. Speaking on the business edition of the PMX with George Riafi, Dr. Esiama attributed the currency's recent gains to strong inflows and ongoing foreign exchange market reforms.
So the stability you are seeing now is not because we are intervening in the market. It's not because we are selling reserves for stability. No. Remember, our reserves program is actually going up, you know, by the day. We are building more and more reserves. All that we are doing is strengthening, you know, the surge in inflows. A number of foreign exchange market reforms are being implemented. It is the combination of all these factors that you are seeing. And so long as we hold that anchor, we'll continue to see stability. And I made the point earlier that when we say stability, it doesn't mean the cedi has to be fixed. It doesn't mean that the cedi has to over-appreciate, because that in itself is not good for our exports. So in real terms, we are observing the trends. We want to make sure that the cedi is not misaligned in real terms. It stays within some kind of band.
And you had the Bank of Ghana Governor Dr. Johnson Esiama taking us on the break on the midday news. When we return, we have sports and also get ready for an unforgettable December and a full year of celebrations as government rolls out the Black Star Experience, a nationwide celebration of Ghana's arts, culture and tourism. Welcome back to the Midday News. We have sports.
Thank you very much, Mamesi. So we've got the top line in the Ghana Premier League on Sunday as Hearts of Oak take on Asante Kotoko in the Super Clash at the Accra Sports Stadium. Now, the Phobians have struggled in recent meetings with the Porcupines, losing their last three encounters. But midfielder Kwesi Asma says they are determined to change the narrative.
We made certain mistakes, and the coach always speaks to us about certain things. As a footballer, you need to concentrate 100% till the final whistle. From our experiences, we are already learning. We are well prepared. We want to exhibit what we have in us.
Yeah, now let's hear from Kotoko's interim coach, Karim Zitu.
I mean, if you don't do well in the league, and then you are able to beat us for granted, the supporters somehow will side with you a little bit. So I know the game will be difficult, but we are going in with the mentality of winning. For that one, I can't hide it. I'll tell you the truth, and the field will decide.
Yeah, so Mamesi, who is your money on Sunday?
I don't have any. Seriously, I don't even know who to support. But then we wish them all the best,
sure,
though.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Mubarak. Now, frustration is mounting among anti-Galamsey.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.